With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Authorities in Massachusetts say in two separate stabbing incidents, six people have been wounded. That includes four girls in a movie theater and later two people at a McDonald's. Police apparently say there were two different assailants. Closing arguments coming up Tuesday. Those close to the case say there could be a verdict later in the week in the trial of former President Donald Trump. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz sat in on this trial on several occasions. He says it's clear the White House is involved in this case.
The other thing that really jumped out at me was sitting just feet away from Biden's number three official, a political appointee in the Department of Justice, who, for reasons that nobody is really pressing him or the White House on, resigned that prime key post to go to a New York municipal courtroom and help a local DA on this case. And if that isn't evidence enough of Biden's direction and interference.
Also at SRNNews.com, numerous injuries after a Qatar Airways flight hit severe turbulence.
Around 12 people were injured when a Qatar Airways plane flying from Doha to Dublin hit turbulence, according to airport authorities. Most of the injured were hospitalized. Dublin Airport said in a statement that flight QR017 landed safely as scheduled. Upon landing, the aircraft was met by emergency services, including airport police and the fire and rescue department, to tend to the passengers and crew members. Qatar Airways stated that an internal investigation is underway. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
And this is SRN News. Scotland turning its back on Christianity.
The country has a long history of faith and was the birthplace of John Knox, the legendary clergyman who brought the Protestant Reformation to his homeland. But a new census reports that 51% of Scots now say they follow no religion of any kind. That's up from 37% a little over a decade ago. Barely one in five people say they belong to the Church of Scotland these days, an institution that is in sharp decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A legislative committee in Louisiana blocking an effort by the Jewish community to ban nitrogen gas as an execution method. Religious leaders, relatives of Holocaust survivors, and representatives of a local coalition called Jews Against Gassing argue the method invokes trauma from the Holocaust, specifically the use of lethal gas by Nazis to murder the Jews. This is SRN News. A police shooting in Baltimore.
Officers fatally shot a man who pulled a gun while they questioned him in a different shooting. Cops say a detective was shot in the chest and his protective vest likely saved his life. Police were investigating a different shooting in which 15 rounds were fired at a group of people. And as police questioned a man, he stood up and pulled out a gun. Officers ordered the man to drop the weapon numerous times before shots were fired. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
We're learning more now about the death of a golf pro. Grayson Murray's parents say their 30-year-old son took his own life. He died yesterday, one day after he withdrew from a PGA Tour event at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. His death comes at a time when he appeared to be getting back on track. He had been very open about his struggles over the years with mental health as well as alcoholism. More details at srnnews.com.